The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible on today's broadcast and also on every daily broadcast. And we're striving to turn the Church of Jesus Christ, which is Laodicean and backslidden, back to the guideposts and beacons as found in our Holy Bible, the Word of God to you and me. And that is to turn them back to obedience to God's word and to the keeping of his commandments. And may the Lord give you ears to hear this message and Holy Ghost revelation sent by Holy Ghost anointing. We begin today on this message, the point of no return, as we continue from yesterday's message, beginning in Hosea, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Unquote. Hosea, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3. God's controversy with a land, Israel or America or any land, is because of excessive swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, and they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Oh, my Lord, the abortions in this nation and the murder makes us a bloody land. And God says the beasts of the field are going to languish with the fowls of heaven, the fishes of the sea are going to be taken away. And then what are fat, sassy Americans and Western world citizens going to do when their steaks and chicken and seafood dinners are taken away from them by the visitation of these natural disasters that are swiftly arising and will fall on this end-time generation that's in rebellion against God, that is, pestilences, incurable diseases, droughts, untimely freezes, storms, floods, riots, strikes, hailstones, and, of course, terrorism, and these things will come in great magnitude. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to be hungry, terrified, and suffer, and this will lead many rebellious Americans and others to true repentance and salvation. Well, God's not playing. He wants to keep men out of hell, and the Bible tells us that when God's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When God's judgments are in the earth, that's Proverbs, or rather Isaiah, the 26th chapter and verse 9. When God's judgments get in this earth, in this nation, the inhabitants of America will learn righteousness in the other nations around us. Well, in this nation of ours, we've reached the point of no return where God said he's going to judge us with his 4 sword judgments of famine, pestilences, terrorism, and natural disasters. Okay, this is a bloody land. God has a controversy with us because there's no knowledge or truth or mercy of God in the land, and swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, we've broken out, and blood touches blood. And this land is going to languish. You know what that word languish means? It means to dry up. The only way God's ever been able to handle people in all the history of the world when they become rebellious is by famine, hunger, and malnutrition. Well, we're a bloody nation, and God tells us we've reached the point of no return. We're going into His judgments because of the blood that's being shed. And over 1.5 million abortions or innocents, yeah, aborted innocents, are murdered every year in this nation of ours. And what about the other enlightened nations of the West? Our land is polluted with their blood of these innocents, and God commanded the people of old in the Old Testament not to shed innocent blood. And God said in Jeremiah 3 and verse 2, "Thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness." God will not bless America further unless we repent of these stinking abominations that is being committed widely. And even now it's obvious that this will never happen except through God's severe divine judgments of famine and pestilence and terrorism and natural disasters that are already beginning to descend upon us. And we see these untimely and deadly freezes and droughts and storms and earthquakes, and we're going to suffer for the innocent blood that is shed in this once great land. Listen to this sober warning from God. "Because they've forsaken me and estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents." There is no innocence except unborn babies. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this people in this city as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again." God's prophet predicted this terrible judgment upon a nation or a group of people, a society that sheds the blood of innocents to such a degree in Jeremiah, the 19th chapter, verses 4 through 11. Well, this country is full of a lot of abominations. We look around, even see the church has degenerated into a weakness and a world conformity that they don't even on. There's no similarity between the church of the end time as we compare it to the church of Jesus Christ of the first century, when they had the Apostle Peter and James and John and Paul immediately after the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ and His ascension back to heaven. And the Lord is going to have restoration. He wouldn't have the church today on a Christmas tree. It must be restored back to integrity, back to holiness, back to divine unity, back to divine love. Not this old professed love, but divine love. Back to power. Praise God that we have the gifts of the Spirit and the operation of the Holy Ghost and the whole preaching. Yeah, the preaching of the whole Word of God, not just the little juicy morsels. Our churches today are full of hootenannies and medicine shows and singings and entertainment and eating and drinking instead of old-fashioned preaching of God's Word and praying and fasting. And these things have brought us to this point of no return. Ladies and gentlemen, everywhere we look today, it's manifest that we, as we see the signs of spiritual decay and moral perversion everywhere, that the people, even the church people, the people of God, have given up to the flesh, the sins of the flesh and the devil, and the signs of the false prophet and the Antichrist are everywhere. And as we look around, and of course, if you've studied ancient history, you've studied the history of great civilizations and empires that have fell victim to the great judgments of God, inner decay, or from some visitation of judgment in some form that God sent. And the debris and the ruins of these great empires and civilization lay all over the face of this planet. And they lay there with mute evidence to us that men have always failed to build a lasting world of peace without honoring, obeying, and serving God. And this nation used to be under the motto, "In God we trust," but we've long since departed. Our nation is teeter-totting on the verge of falling into the sifter of God's severe judgments of famine and pestilence and terrorism and great natural disasters. And we need the Lord. My Lord, we need men and women to support this ministry to get this message quickly out to this nation and God's people. But you know what? God-fearing men and women are almost scarce as hen's teeth. And I never saw a hen with any teeth. And real God-fearing men and women are rare and unique in this old sick society and Laodicean church age, ladies and gentlemen. And I speak the truth of God, and it's not a lie. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if our nation today still had the Holy Bible on the desk of every teacher and was read to the students in every school, especially in the grammar schools, as children are beginning to start out their life and hear the Ten Commandments and about the responsibility we have to serve God, not just talking about God's responsibility to us, and that's about all you hear preached today, is God wants to do something good for you. God loves you. Well, how about us loving God? And you know what the love of God is? 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and Americans are not keeping the commandments of God, and that's proof they don't love God. In 1928 through 1940, when I was in grammar school and junior high and senior high, you know what? The teachers read the Bible to us every day. And even on the report card that I had back in the 20s and 30s, it had a place on there where you had to take it home for your parents to sign, look at your grades, and the teacher had to have, there was questions asked, and it must be a yes. Did you read the Bible every day to this student? Yes. Did you at least recite the Lord's Prayer? Yes. Did you sing a patriotic song? Yes. Did you salute the flag of the United States of America? Yes. I tell you, well, patriotism and fear of God abounded in our society back in the 20s and 30s and even in the 40s. But things have changed. My Lord, integrity has almost disappeared. Honesty, uprightness, and keeping one's word is, well, it's a thing of the past. You can't only trust anybody anymore. And did you know what? In credit, it's almost, you're going to get beat if you give anybody in credit or loan the money. And a motto in a store says, I read recently said, no credit. We only trust the Lord. All others pay cash. And you know who's the greatest credit risk in America today? And that's preachers. They pay their bill and keep their word less than anybody. And, of course, that's become a national scandal. Employers can't take their eyes off their employees. They'll get robbed blind. My Lord, have mercy sakes on such a nation with all this stinking immorality and perversion and all this knockdown and cheating and cussing and lying, embezzlement and every ungodly thing. Oh, we must turn to God. And turn to God in repentance. And the only way back to divine favor is to truly repent. And that means turn from our sins, give them up, and begin to live righteously and godly in this present world. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I pray that you'd bless this message to every heart and may it convict and cause people to turn to repentance. For the only way they'll ever get rid of their sins and the destruction that sin will visit upon them is through true old-fashioned repentance and asking Jesus to come into their hearts and live through them that they can live the life of God. May many turn to the Lord in full repentance, we pray in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. My mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, all these messages we have in print that we'll mail to you by your request. We have them on video cassette and audio cassette that you can have them there in your home or your group to hear and receive instruction from the Word of God. Praise God that will bless your heart, your family, and your group. Also, our monthly magazine is mailed free to those who will request it. I pray that God will stir your hearts. We need men and women to support this ministry that fear God and keep His commandments and love the old-fashioned preaching of His Word. Please write me this week or this in the next few days at least to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your hearts in this message now until the next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.